Masechet Gittin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Het. Another situation similar to the last Mishnah of a man when he divorces his wife, possibly saying later that he has regret, and we want to prevent that situation because we don't want her second marriage children to be called mamzerim. Mishnah says, "Hamotzit ishto mipene mishum ailonit." If a man divorces his wife because he thinks she's an ailonit, and ailonit is a woman who doesn't develop, go through the typical puberty stages, and would not be able to have children, and when he was getting divorced, the husband said that was the reason he was divorcing her. The Biyuda omer lo yachazir. According to the Biyuda, he's not allowed to remarry her, even if he finds out later that she wasn't an ailonit. Hachamim said this because in the situation that the husband was wrong, and then the woman goes out and she gets remarried to a second man and she has children with that second man, and the husband could say, "Ah, look, she had children. If I knew that she was had the ability to have children and that she wasn't an ailonit, I wouldn't have divorced her. So I regret my divorce." And in that type of situation, the husband is implying that the divorce was a mistake and that she's technically still remarried to him, and that when she had children with this other guy, they're mamzerim. So we tell the husband before the divorce, okay, this is it. You're not allowed to remarry her. If you divorce her right now because of your claim, and if he goes through the divorce, he can't claim later on that he regrets the divorce and he didn't mean to get divorced. We clarify everything with him. Bachamim omrim yahazir. Hachamim said no, he's allowed to remarry her. The prohibition against remarrying her is not applicable in this situation. The husband cannot claim that the divorce was invalid because, according to the opinion here of Hachamim, they need a tenai kaful. The husband, in other words, didn't say that he's not divorcing her if she's not an ailonit. That's a tenai kaful, that a condition is not binding unless both sides are mentioned. So therefore, in this case, since the condition is not binding, the divorce is valid whether or not she is an ailonit or not. That's the opinion of Hachamim. Let's say, though, she does get remarried and has children with another man, and then you see that she wasn't an ailonit because she was able to have children. The deen is, when it comes to a woman who gets divorced from her husband because she's an ailonit, she doesn't get paid her ketubah because it's like a mekach taut. It's a man was sold a bill of goods that was false, so therefore he doesn't pay her ketubah. But later on, when she has children, we discover that she wasn't an ailonit, so is she then entitled to her ketubah? That's the next part of the Mishnah. Niset le'aher v'hayu la banim hemenu, if she remarried another man and then she had children, so that proves that she wasn't an ailonit. V'hi tova'at ketubata, and then she goes and demands payment for a ketubah from her first husband. She could say, "Look, I wasn't an ailonit, so you owe me money from that ketubah." Amar de Bihuda, omrin la shetikutich yafelich midiburich. We tell her, says Rabbi Yehuda, "Trust me, your silence is better for you than speaking." In other words, we tell her, better for you to remain silent. Don't try and get money for your ketubah from your first husband, because if you do, what may he respond after that? He says, "Ah, I have to pay a ketubah. You're telling me because you're not an ailonit? So therefore, I regret our divorce, and I want to avoid our divorce, and all of the children you have from your second marriage are mamzerim." So says Rabbi Yehuda, she shouldn't talk. She shouldn't demand her ketubah in that situation to avoid trouble.